Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. It is travel season. We are entering peak travel season, without a doubt. It's that time when, you know, you live in the Midwest, you're like, it's time to get away for a while. Although I always say, if I had to pick one month to just leave the Milwaukee I love, I think it would be May. Because when you get to May, you're like, you've had all these wonderful, nice days, and May always seems to be a little bit more funky than you think. You know, when it gets down to 40 degrees in May, you're like, oh, man, get me away. But no matter what, you got to travel well, and Go Right Way helps you do that for sure. Brad Wallace joins us in studio. Brad is the director of sales and marketing at Go Right Way Transportation Group. Brad, I appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me come in here, and thanks for the ZZ Top intro. Did not know that was my favorite band. But
there you go. Nice That's job. Right. That's right. We make our guests good in the seats for sure.
Waiting for the buzz.
Yeah. So what's the business look like for you today?
Today, it's really wide open. We're picking up from a winter of our core customers. And people are traveling, businesses are traveling. We do a lot of collegiate athletic work, tours across the country, multiple days and going across the country. So this time of the year, you know, spring's emerging, and so are a lot of our customer categories as well, too.
Yeah. I mean, we're living in this rideshare on-demand world right now. And when you look at your fleet of buses and transportation vehicles across the region, how do you kind of manage the competition with the Ubers and Lyfts of the world?
That's a tough one, and it really depends on the customer. So what we sell are private chauffeur transportation vehicles and drivers.
Okay.
And what that means is we employ the drivers, we own and maintain the vehicles. I'm not trying to turn this into a commercial here, but that's the difference. And okay. So when you get into a rideshare, there's a little bit of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
We are approachable. We're here 24/7. You can pick up the phone or go online. You can talk to a real person. It's not an app.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is that we're not only family owned, locally based,
yeah,
but that is that's the key differentiation point. You know that, all right, if someone is, you know, if you're concerned about what time they're showing up or whatever, you can give a call and we can give you that that satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Have you sensed that there's, I heard the CEO of Uber a couple of weeks ago talking about, like, one of their things they really want to do at Uber is increase the co-ridership to reduce their costs. People got away from that. They got so accustomed to, hey, here's a single vehicle. It's my vehicle. It gets me from A to B. Is that wanting to be with others as you travel, whether it's bus or Uber, is that, like, coming back? Because it helps with congestion, right? And it helps on the cost side.
Right. And now that's a proposition. It's a tough proposition to sell when people have that app on their phone. They can get picked up in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or they can use our app or go online,
mm-hmm.
give us a call and arrange for that ride. And, you know, there's not a lot of, there's no surge pricing in our world and in our situation.
Yeah.
So we're not going to charge any more for a 5:30 in the morning pickup versus a 10 o'clock in the morning pickup. We're also picking up from office, hotel, home, and can take you all of those places as well, too. Now, while the rideshare app can do that, the rideshare app is probably not going to do that in a way that is as professional.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have come to us and commented to us that said that this is worth the price. It is a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It is worth the security.
Yeah.
And they can tell that the drivers are there for that specific purpose. You know, we have a little saying that we try to try not to make as public, but I'd love to put this on a billboard or something like that. And that is, our drivers wear suits, not sweats. I mean, these guys are professionals.
Yeah.
And whether it's a sedan or a large format, full size motor coach, you're going to get a professional driver. We've trained, we've background tested and all of that. You really don't know what you're getting with that app. And then to answer your question about the rideshare part, that's a real tough proposition when people are used to being able to travel alone and not have to take a detour, so to speak, because then what they're really talking about is a scheduled service. So if you want to set up a scheduled service and you want to curtail to that and you might have to leave an hour or two earlier than you want, then yeah. you might be doing that.
We're talking with Brad Wallace from Go Right Way. Brad, to your point on drivers, I want, when we come back from the break, to talk about recruitment. You know, sure. if what are the strategies as a company that you're looking at? I'm sure there's some driver shortage out there, but there's probably a big pool of people that are like, wow, get me into the industry. What's the flexibility? What's that pipeline? And what do those recruitment strategies look like for you? This is The Upswing. You are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are joined by Brad Wallace. Brad is with Go Right Way. But Brad, as you look at recruitment and retention from a driver lens, how are you addressing the driver shortage? I mean, there's really a shortage nationwide. And when you kind of hone that in on a regional level, what does that look like for you guys?
It's probably one of the things that we spend the most amount of time on is recruitment. As a company, as a school bus operator, across 40 different locations across the state, as well as our commercial services area with motor coaches all the way to the sedans and SUVs, that is probably our number one effort, is retaining, recruiting and retaining drivers, and trying to illustrate that we're an employer of choice. Mm-hmm. It's through programs like being flexible. There are some recruitment kind of referral promotions that we have internally, because we really feel like the drivers that are driving for us, whether it's in a sedan, motor coach, school bus, are probably going to be hanging out or dealing with or related to drivers that would be just as good as they are. And so we do get a lot of referrals that way. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to be as innovative as possible in trying to find new ways. You know, we've experimented with different ways to appeal to the community aspect, that you are contributing to the community and making sure that as a school bus driver or as a motor coach driver that you're valued.
Yeah. What about the school bus business on your side? How has that changed through the years? And is that a different recruitment process and training process?
Yeah, I mean, that is an intense training process. But let's get back to the recruitment. The recruitment really ramps up in the summer when we are kind of preparing for what we call school startup in August and September. And we're still recruiting even after the school year starts. There's a little bit of a fall off sometimes on people, whether they are, transient and getting other jobs or whatever. But we want to try to make sure that that we're fully staffed at that time. And as far as the training is concerned, what has changed really has been the advent of technology. And so we are able to look at routes and put them on a tablet and have people drive those routes that way. That is also kind of digitized the bus from a standpoint of where it's located, and then we can provide that information in an app for parents and schools. That is something that honestly Uber has kind of brought into the platform and into the industry.
Yeah,
and other bus and transit kind of platforms have done that as well too. So you're looking for, all right, is that bus late? Even if it's 3 minutes late, when it's 15 degrees outside, that's a big difference. So you can track it. And those are things that we're experimenting with and we've actually implemented in some of our districts.
Yeah, I mean, the ability to use technology and data to drive decisions, that's what everyone wants from a consumer lens, but obviously from a corporate lens as well. When we come back, I want to talk about the challenges of expanding Go Right Way services into new regions and new markets and kind of how you plan to overcome those. And then let's look specifically at spring break, how you work with MKE, and what that process is for people to book and use Go Right Way. This is The Upswing. You are listening to WTMJ.
Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. I'm joined by Brad Wallace from Go Right Way. Brad, so last summer, Go Right Way acquired Westland Bus Lines, transportation provider in Marinette.
That's right.
How do you, when you look at the acquisitions, kind of merge the different corporate cultures and really look at the challenges on, like, how is this market different than that market?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you really need to search for a good fit. Pre-pandemic, there were about 3,000 motor coach operators. After that and in present day, there's about half. And so there were a lot of businesses that failed. There were some that kind of held on as long as they could. There are some that are that are potentially aging out. So when we are looking at acquisition opportunities, there's a lot of criteria. Obviously, location really plays into it, and how easy is it for us to kind of expand and kind of support another location? But in the case of Westland and a couple of other acquisitions that we've gone into, these were privately held, family owned. Very similar cultures to Go Right Way, and we try not to play that big company type of role where we're coming in. It's like, all right, we know this, we know this, we know this, we know a lot of things, and we can consolidate a lot of things. But no one knows the local market better than those operators. And so, in Marinette, for instance, there's a couple of key personnel there that have stayed on. Many have stayed on, but there are a couple of key ones there that really you want to make sure that. You have that transition team, and then also a team that's going to continue on in operating that that location. Yeah. And then from our perspective, we can bring the expertise, the larger lens, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so we've put together acquisitions that have really expanded our footprint into Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and then we're even kind of edging into Minnesota. As well with some of our locations, specifically in La Crosse.
All right, so spring break right ahead, this coming week for many schools. How do you work with the airport here, and what's that process for people to get picked up at home and get taken to the airport?
Well, the great thing about working with MKE is that at the baggage claim area, we are the only transportation provider that actually has a booth. We're right across from the baggage claim 3.
Okay.
Sometimes it's manned, sometimes it's not, but that's where we have a meeting area for our customers and our drivers. But if you are going with Go Right Way and you're going to go on your spring break, we're going to be picking you up. It's going to be stress-free, door-to-door, right to the curb, right there. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about anything but starting that vacation right away. And then when you're picked up, we have a chauffeur with a sign, your name on it, as you're coming down the escalator at that baggage claim.
Yeah.
And we just basically escort you to the car and get you on your way, get you out of there.
For spring breaks as a family, we've done the vans. It's just the pickup at, there's three houses to pick up. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Everyone on board. What does that cost approximately? Obviously, it kind of depends where you're going.
So,
can you give us an estimate?
If it's going to be in Port Washington, it's going to be one thing. It's going to be in New Berlin or Oak Creek. We're based in Oak Creek, and so everything really kind of comes down to hours and miles. So it's really kind of tough to put a cost on something like that. Right around $100 for a sedan is going to service most of the area out west and north of town as well.
Very good. Brad Wallace, Director of Sales and Marketing at Go Right Way Transportation Group. Brad, all the best with the upcoming travel season. And we'll do this again very soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate your time.